I think washing they pussy in the sink is my favorite part.
The Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pop's ex.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Song Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why I got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Terrence Pop here with another episode of Grunspeak that actually is live from the lair. Today we're going to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Boom. Bear me. All right, Steve. You there?
What? No. Fuck off.
All right. I emailed you the stuff. Did you find it?
Did I find what? The stuff?
I sent you the pictures.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Ready to start the Wheel of Woe?
Sure. Fuck it. Where were we?
All right, let's
start right here.
Hang on. I got to readjust the camera because reasons in vagina.
Yeah, okay. Do that wizard hand thing.
I'm trying.
That gay fucking wizard hand thing.
The gay wizard hand thing. Why got to be like that, man?
What do you mean? Why do I got to be like that?
No, I know. It is a wizard hand. What are you going to do? It's not as bad as a wizard sleeve, I guess.
Yeah, or a wizard schlong. Got that magic dick? Yeah!
Nah. Never really been that gay. All right, let's see what we got here.
I wasn't talking about you giving it. I was talking about you taking it.
So let's see if we get this. So,
this is the first one here. This little princess... is a sob story for you.
Okay.
It's impossible for women after 40 to find a boyfriend. I have no children. I cook delicious food and I have a big house. Am I really that bad?
Well, what does the wheel say?
Huh? Okay.
The white wheel. We're number four.
DM during menstruation, and it's probably like one of her last, so that's dawning on her. because I titled this thing Everything But the Eggs.
Everything But the Eggs. Listen,
there's that harsh? Is that bad of me?
I don't care. But there's a reason why I put out there 40 to 80 is a long time.
It is.
Because these ladies don't seem to understand that they ran off all the good guys. And 40 to 80, nobody's going to give a shit about them. They don't have any family. They're not married. They're fucked.
It's as simple as this. Look, sweetie, it's that nobody wanted you. It's that somebody wanted you when you were 20, 21 years old, and you were too busy with your career being a boss girl.
Or trying to be the boss girl.
And now you're 40 going, where's that guy? And he married a girl when he was 23 and she was 20, and they've got four kids in a nice house, and you're sitting in your car all alone.
She missed out. When?
She is pretty too. She's objectively a pretty woman, but here she is at 40 after living the best life.
Uh-huh.
And making sure she got that freaking 500 miles of Mr. Right by college.
Well, now there's going to be guys my age willing to hit that, but that's about it. All right, let's go with the other wheel here. Ready?
Go with the other wheel. Yeah.
This is...
I see we fixed the numbers.
The vagina. I don't think we fixed the numbers.
I can see numbers.
Oh, okay.
Am I seeing things?
Nine. Oh, wait, it moved back. Number 8.
Damn it, because number 9 was spot the fuck on.
Let's do number 8. 9.
Okay, you want to do number 9? Okay.
Yeah, it was number 9 because first.
Sex too young. Started on that cock carousel or sophomore year of high school after the football game, and away she went.
Listen, man, these girls... They're walking across the stage to graduate. You can see the 1,000 cocks stare on their face. And in their minds, they're slipping cocks like a boxer slipping jabs, man.
It just is what it is. Sorry. I hate to be dick, but in some of these cases, I mean, like I said, this woman is objectively pretty. If she's 40 and hasn't found a man, it's because when she was young, I'm too busy being a boss girl. You're not good enough for me. And Mr. Correct. Wright walked the other way.
That's right. He got the step in.
Yep.
Last one here. Ready?
Last one.
Oh, this is the long one. And this is the reasons wheel.
Oh, that's why it takes so long.
Yes. We got to come up with the reasons.
What do we got?
13. Lucky.
Unreasonable expectations, otherwise known as overpicky-itis.
We have a winner! I know, when I came up with this idea, you're like, this is stupid.
It's stupid. What are we going to do with this bullshit?
Yeah, it's turning out to be fairly accurate.
It's turning out to be alarmingly accurate, and that's mildly disturbing. Let's test it again, this time on a young lady who... really doesn't understand how the shit works.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
A 1 and a 2 and a...
Get my freaking husband out of the fucking car. You have no fucking right to fucking keep him in the car.
So listen to me.
No.
Either... So we're trying to figure out what happened, okay?
I already told you what happened.
Okay, so you have two choices. You can go back over there, or I'm going to put you in handcuffs and put you in his car.
Put me in handcuffs.
Okay.
And here we go.
No.
Yeah, here we go. Oh! She's getting the... She's getting limousine service.
You had your chance. Okay, we get the point.
Going crazy.
Yeah. Oh, is this consequences, ma'am? I'm sorry.
No. They're not consequences. They're consequences.
Consequences. Yeah. I thought that's what happens when it... Yeah, okay. Yeah. Consequence. Okay, yeah. Okay, I accept. Consequences. That's fine. Yeah.
All right.
Carry on.
The white wheel.
In the white wheel of woe.
I love the sound this thing makes.
You're gay.
It sounds like somebody train wrecking their life. Number 3.
Oh, yeah. This is another DM during menstruation, which actually would seem to make some amount of sense in this particular case, because she clearly is not thinking at all, really.
Well, the DM means during menstruating. So she's on the rag making emotional decisions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we all know, you make emotional decisions.
Yeah.
Probably not going to work out in the long run.
Yeah. It's a bad idea. Arrest me. Put handcuffs on me then. Okay. No, I'm sorry. No, too late.
Yeah. All right. I love doing this. All right, here we go. We're now spinning the vagina wheel. We're slowing down. And we're slowing down. And we're at 11.
Overwhelmed. She was overwhelmed, in fact. She was overwhelmed by police force. I mean, that is a fact.
Well, they're both going to jail, so what are you going to do?
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now we have the reasons wheel.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, I mean, we got to maybe one of them seems legit out of three. There we go. We're slowing down. And we're slowing down. Number nine. Nine!
Nine! Improper love or daddy issues. I would say we're in the 90th percentile here with this one.
Yeah.
To be honest. Just to be honest. I mean, to be fair.
Okay, a modern woman who was probably raised by mother has daddy issues. I'm shocked.
Right, right. Yeah. And,
you know, during a menstrual cycle, making emotional decisions. I mean, what could go wrong? I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, train wreck your life. What are you going to do?
We'll train wreck your life. This one's life has already been train wrecked. Y'all remember Moldy Locks, right? Well, I found her auntie.
Auntie.
Auntie Moldy Locks.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Tiernan. And on Saturday after leaving the No Kings protest, I was struck and injured by a motor vehicle while leaving the protest.
Oh, you were injured way
the
before that.
Cops here in Catskill, New York, took several days to get an accident report together. And they would not give me any information. They never interviewed me after the accident.
It's because
they
you're never crazy.
I've been asking for information for days because
what information
I've been very traumatized by this event. And now in order to re-traumatize me, the cops in Catskill are telling me that it's my fault that I put my human body in the street to be hit by a motor vehicle.
All right, now, first of all, this is Catskill, New York, which is red trash land. All right.
That's nice.
I mean, I've only seen other, well, in Alaska, there was areas that are just as bad as New York.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's a whole just upper New York. It's just red trash. I mean, you have white trash, and you have rednecks, and then they kind of blend together and turn into red trash, which is
bad. I thought maybe you were talking about reservations.
Oh, no. The reservations are tame compared to red trash land.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, you go on the reservation. I mean, you know, they're. I mean, if you don't.
Yeah. Well, this one cool, is clearly.
They're not going to tool you up.
This one is clearly off the reservation. So.
Yeah, she's in red trash land.
Yeah. No, that's way blue trash right there, man.
I mean, but she looks like she's over 40, gray hair, whiny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for. Her. Mm-hmm. Well, I do have sympathy if she looks in the dictionary between shit and syphilis.
That's fair.
Not nothing.
That's fair.
Do we have another one?
Did you spin the wheels?
Oh shit! Not spin the wheels. No. You number one. Ass. I know. All right. This is the train wreck your life wheel.
Yeah.
Number two.
PMS. I doubt it. I doubt that. This one has hit the wall at 0 eggs per hour.
Well, she could be in, what do they call that when they quit menstruating? What is that called?
Postmenopause.
Menopause, that's it.
Yeah, this one is. Yeah,
yeah, she's there.
I'm going to say that's a miss. I'm going to say that's a miss.
That's a miss.
Based on the general appearance here of maximum velocity right into the wall at 0 eggs per hour.
So we're not on the bullseye at all. Not even in
that
the
doesn't
ring.
This that doesn't happen. This
okay.
Doesn't,
yeah. Next one. And we're spinning. And we're spinning. And we're spinning. Number nine.
This one is pretty obvious. Sex too young.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It impacts her thinking meat.
She's had extensive experience with cranial cock stirring.
Yeah, she's probably been hit by from behind so hard the ball sack slapped her in the chin. She's punch drunk now from nut pounding.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm such an asshole. I can't help.
You are.
I can't help it. All right.
That's fine. Next one. Next one. We need background music for this segment. This segment deserves game show background music.
We have to find some uncompy writers.
I know.
Maybe we should ask Paul, the guy who does our, like, a lot of the music for the show.
Paul's not your pet tarantula?
No. Number five! Five! No.
This one is spot on. No dick.
Ah! So we got two out of three on this one?
Look, even the crazy simping mama's boy meth heads aren't going to hit that.
No.
There's no way this gets dick.
Yeah, I think she's...
Sorry.
Yeah, I think she's an anti-dick.
Sorry, that's not a thing. Should we do one more wheel... of woe just for fucking shits and giggles.
Let's do one more. Usually we do four.
We usually do four? Okay. Are you ready? Because I'm going to take this way too far.
Well, this is ridiculous. As long as it's not copyrighted music.
You asked for it.
Oh, shit!
Honor to have you. Michelle Obama at a happy place. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Michelle Obama's walking. We can't let her go.
Okay, I can't take that anymore.
I can't take any more of that. I don't know if these wheels are going to apply to that thing that is stuck somewhere between men and women, but we shall give it a go, shall we?
This could break the wheel. Two, somebody needs to take this to the Seer School.
Oh, yeah.
Because that right there is the kind of shit they use to make you go, leave me alone, I'll tell you what you want.
Yeah. Stop it. All right, white wheel, white.
Oh, you're racist. Looking right at Mike Obama saying white wheel.
Five.
Crazy bipolar.
Yes,
that's on target.
Oh wow, I was not expecting any of this to actually land in the circle. All right, let's go to
that's at least in the 10 ring, man.
Something that Michelle Obama does not have, the vagina wheel. Okay, we're rolling along here. Slowing down. 14.
Feminist ideals. We're also on track.
Two out of three!
We have a presidential win here. Let's see if
winning!
We can see if we can get the hat trick. Spin Big Mike's wheel of meat.
All right, here we go. Big Mike's wheel of meat. It is now spinning. This one takes longer.
I'm going to say it comes up on four.
Yeah. It's only one out of 12, so you have... Six!
Oh. I feel sick.
Is that it?
That's it. I feel sick.
Okay. Well, that possibly could be.
It is on the receiving end of this video. Everybody should be feeling mildly nauseous. So I'm going to call that a 2.5 out of three.
Okay. 2.5 out of three is pretty good for the magic wheels of woe eight ball we have going on here.
she's a classy lady.
God, stop it.
We just love her so. We have Michelle Obama.
This is how you torture people in Sears School, ladies and gentlemen. This is really actually how it works right here. They will do that and step through these fucking horrible things to make you fucking cringe a lot.
All right. I'm gonna spin up to the other room, all right?
Yeah. I'm gonna pull the pin on that there. You go over that way. Remind everybody that 2 weeks ago we lost everything for like 2 weeks, but we did manage to get it all back. Emails, we're trying to go through those now, trying to get to everybody. If we missed you and you don't hear from us, go ahead, send us an extra email. We don't particularly care. It'll be fun. Nobody's gonna die.
You're not gonna die.
But we are going through all of the stuff we missed over those 2 weeks to make sure that we catch up and see if there's anything important that we missed.
Actually, I got a email from one of the fans wanting me to call his buddy, who's a retired sergeant major, who's in Walter Reed.
Oh, okay.
So I called him. We talked for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of those soldiers suffering from the effects of burn pits. I don't want to go into detail or anything, but.
Oh, wow. Let's Gulf One, huh?
No. He's on the same burn pit registry as I am, except it's really hitting him hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that shit over there, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was like. Oh, I told you the other day, I was working, helping my friend Mike clear land to put up a barn, and we had a big freaking fire going, and every time I walk through the smoke, the little safety briefing in the back of my head is going, try to avoid being downwind of any smoke.
Yeah, I mean they had the burn pits where I was at in Iraq. I got diagnosed with COPD too, so
yeah. You can't for those of you who have never been over to one of those third-ish worldish countries, you don't get to avoid the smoke. There's just no avoiding the smoke.
Yeah, and I've never smoked in my life. So
not smoking cigarettes. I mean burning shit.
Yeah, I know.
Burning cars, burning buildings, burning animals, burning bodies. Burning buildings with burning cars, and burning animals and burning bodies in the burning cars.
Not to mention there's always something burning in Iraq.
Exactly. That's my whole point. And it's that way in every third world country.
And they were burning shit on post. It was the trash, the batteries. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Burn it all. Burn everything. When in doubt, burn that too.
Burn it down.
One of my lights is a little on the brightish side there. I've got a much better camera now that does the job a lot more than the previous one did. It doesn't suck.
All right.
Yeah. Where are we at here now?
I believe we're at...
Didn't
you show a lot of these last Thursday?
No. I have a whole new crop.
Okay.
I have a whole...
We're at the what the fuck is this?
We are going to start gently at the what the fuck is this. Hang on. Allow me to prep. Let me prep the surface here. I got to prep for fire. And we're going to start. Oh, wait. No, that's the wrong one. I should have played that anyway.
God, no.
Okay.
Oh,
what the fuck? Hang on, but we're starting gentle, okay? Now, I want you to bear in mind that this is starting gentle.
Okay. Well, hang on.
Yeah.
She's obviously in the beginnings of Tyrannosaurus rexitis.
But hang on.
All right.
Obviously. But I'm also not skinny. So what am I? I need to know.
You're sweetie, fat. You're big. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to tell you this, but you're big.
Full Tyrannosaurus rexitis.
What's a shame is if she hadn't let that go that far, she is not pretty.
Well, did I say that correctly?
Well, first of all, you could tell that she's got those roomy hips.
Yeah.
Women just got those have roomy hips, and that's just the way it is.
And it is. Is she a big girl or roomy?
Yeah.
The famous Buffalo Bill line from Silence of the Lambs.
Is she roomy?
Roomy. Yeah. This one is where that one is going, but faster, and watch for the knockout punch.
Oh my God! So that is basically the Indy 500 tits that go right to the pits.
Hey, they are indeed, but watch as they very nearly knock her out.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, damn. Honey, real men know that this is what a healthy body looks like. Sweetie, you're going to be dead by 45 from coronary disease. I'm terribly sorry to announce this, but...
Let's just talk about this for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
When I was in high school, mm-hmm. and I graduated in 1986, mm-hmm. I can recall maybe four women that were legitimately fat and one that was just morbidly obese. The rest of them were, you know, medium to thin.
Okay.
And here we are 30 plus years later, and we're dealing with a travesty of fatness. It's like a nuclear fat bomb went off.
A fat person was rare when we were young.
Yeah.
It was rare. I mean, you had some girls who looked like a Ruben painting. The word is actually Rubenesque, who had curves. Yeah. But it was like Sophia Loren curves. Okay. It wasn't like hairpin curves in the Himalaya Mountains.
I don't want to mention any names. Some of these girls went to high school with, because they'll get really upset. But she's dead now.
I could name names as well, but I won't.
Well, I mean, the morbidly obese chick. She's dead.
Oh, that's a shame. I'm sorry. I never wish ill on people, but I will wish Bolshevik on you.
Here we go, drink. So, it's a drinking game, you sons of bitches.
You're gonna need a drink for this one.
Not privilege. When you're in a house that isn't rubble. When you're drinking water that isn't yellow. When you're with a family that isn't wrapped in white. Unless you're an immigrant, you didn't choose to live in this country. So don't tell me you're not privileged.
Oh my God. Look at that nose ring.
Somebody please tell me what the fuck is going on here. She's wearing a 70s gym sock on her head. She's got some black auntie's hoop earring from the 1970s as a nose thing.
It's a shower ring.
It may be a shower ring. That very well may be a shower thing.
Yeah.
She's got a gap between her teeth that you could fly a Boeing 747 through without fucking touching the sides.
Yep. What are you going to do? I got nothing.
I got nothing.
But here's the thing is, we have so many people who have been brainwashed into this white privilege bullshit.
Yeah.
And we're the oppressors, and colonizers.
Yeah.
And what have you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And
they don't seem to understand that if that didn't happen, we would not be where we are as a civilization worldwide.
Yes, that is absolutely 110% correct. Now, after the brutality of the last several videos, I'm gonna calm everybody down a little bit.
Okay.
Let's just stop. God, that's better.
Can you see that? That thing's riding up her, her butt crack.
It is that? I think the fucking dress is designed like that.
You think so?
Okay. My wife makes clothes and always has. I can tell you, looking at that, that the dress is designed that way for whatever reason. It's like a yoga pants evening dress.
And she's about, what, 25 or less?
There, in there, in that window, yeah, clearly.
Yeah, she's clearly. in thirst trap.
She's in thirst mode. She's in thirst. Did I tell you the horror story from the, it was about a week and a half ago.
What?
Wife and I went up to Country View Market, and it's in Amish country, way up in the thumb. Map of Michigan. Here's the thumb, way up here. Yeah. Anyway. We're in Country View Market, and it's families. It's in Amish farm territory, right?
Uh-huh.
Somehow, this fucking zero-egged out, like, 43-year-old thought cues on me, and I'm over by the peanut butter, and she walks over, and she's, like, wearing, like, workout clothes and everything in a store full of Amish people and farmers.
She's hitting on you?
And she, oh, this peanut butter is the best peanut butter in the world. It's so good. And I look at it, I go, yeah, my wife likes that too. And she turns around and there's the wife standing there going, thirsty whore!
Well, okay, but here's the thing is the
thirsty
internet,
whore!
Oh, hang on, hang on. The internet dating has failed.
Yes.
All right. Men have given up. Which rightfully they should have, because it's a rigged game.
Yes.
You're going to start seeing women become more and more desperate as time goes along.
Yes. This woman was fishing in an Amish grocery store.
Okay. Have you seen Have you seen any of those videos where women are going to Lowe's and Home Depot to trying to hit on men?
This is an Amish grocery store an hour and a half from civilization.
I get it, but maybe she's stuck living in the area and that's all she could do. I don't know.
I don't know. The clothing she had on was not local. It was definitely not local. But this is the best peanut butter in the world. Yeah, my wife likes it too. And you can see the needle drag across the record. Wifey will headbutt you in the face. I know she has done this to me before.
Oh my god!
She's a little spitfire. It's a pixie pack full of dynamite and anger.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of horrors and why men aren't dating. I can't imagine why men aren't dating.
I love killing babies. I love
Jesus
that.
Fucking, Jesus, we have to give her the word.
I've had like 45 abortions, but I'm going to keep having them.
All right. So she just spouted out a number. 45.
Let me play that for you again.
I've had like 45 abortions, but I'm going to keep having them.
Okay.
That's there damaged are, goods. You're damaged goods, that. Girl.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, she's mentally fucked. But there are women out there who've had, you know, 3, 4, 5 abortions who can't have kids now. Because they're every wrecked. Time you do that, it damages the lining of the uterus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So once you go over 4 or 5 on top of, you know, having 0 eggs per hour.
Yeah.
The vacuum cleaner sack is no longer collecting dust.
Yeah.
It's just done. It's a whistle sack.
Yeah. It is blown out. You are done. Thanks for playing.
Yeah. And listen, I'm just going to tell you, in my opinion, abortion is murder.
Yes, I agree. That's why you get tried for murder when you kill a woman who is pregnant. You get charged with 2 murders.
Yes. But not the women who kill the babies. They never get charged with murder.
Yeah. Where are we here?
It's I don't know, man. This is just disgusting.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't even know. How much does even abortion cost now? $500?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, but I know a whole lot of people who need postpartum late-term abortions.
Such as?
Many of them reside in a urban area which was once a malaria swamp.
Okay.
And now masquerade as government.
Ah.
I don't want to become specific because that could possibly draw the wrong attention.
Yes,
and FBI agents, frickin' frack, please sit back down and enjoy your granola bars in despair. We're just talking shit. This is a shit talking show. It's guys purely talking shit. So yes, sit back down. Granola bars, despair. You'll be fine.
Yeah, somebody in the comments said, not only abortion murder, it's murder for profit.
It is, in fact.
It is.
Yep.
Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah. If you're one of those women that is cursed to get a pregnancy in the tube, there's no other option.
But that's different. That's different. That's an actual medical emergency. And unfortunately, the child will never make it to begin with. Plus, it threatens the mother's life. I've got no grief over that. That's a legitimate medical problem.
And there are some women who, you know, get diagnosed with cancer and have to go on chemo, and they find out they're pregnant and they terminate it. I mean, yes. I can get
also,
behind
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can get behind that, you know.
Yeah, this isn't a ruthless, no abortions at all, ever tyrannical thing. This is, you don't get to just do it for fun.
Yeah,
if you're like, clearly, well, I'm not ready yet,
then you shouldn't have went two legs to the sky.
Yeah, here's an aspirin. Fun. Place this between your knees.
And keep it there.
Yeah, my grandmother actually said that to one of my cousins once when she turned up pregnant. She said, you wouldn't have this problem if you just put a fucking aspirin between your knees. And everybody in the room went, oh my God, grandma.
Savage beat down. Yeah.
I mean, she's not wrong.
No.
She's not wrong. What is wrong with that statement? Nothing. Sorry.
Bummer.
Meanwhile, in Fantasyland, speaking of abortions that may or may not be necessary, we have this charming thing.
Just so we are abundantly clear on where I stand, abolish ICE, free Palestine, Sudan, and Congo, and if you voted for and support what this current administration is doing, nobody cares what you have to say or think. There is never justification for tearing families apart. No human being is illegal on stolen land. Everybody knows that. And California? That's like rule number one. Don't come for California. There are reports coming out that the election results aren't accurate. I don't know what.
I've had enough of this.
Is that a trans person?
Might be. Very possible. Could be. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, it are.
Right here.
Yeah.
All right. For somebody to say, we don't care what you think or have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all well and good until the freedom seeds start flying, and then everyone is going to care.
Well, yeah, there's that, and then there's we don't care what you think either. So there's that.
Yeah. And I think there's way more of us than them. And we actually inhabit areas where food comes from, and they live in major cities where there is no food or water. So let that
sink. Not you so much, but you do have a fallback.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Your current position is untenable should the shit fly.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
But you have fallback positions. So
I have several.
That's a different thing.
Yes. Fallback positions. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
including this one here at Dwarf Fallback Point, Checkpoint Moria.
Moria.
So after that little bit of crazy there, let's switch crazy gears a little bit. And let me get rid of that there. I don't even like to look at that thing. That's just terrifying. But
Uh-oh. Ghost Adventures. Oh, yeah.
Ghost Adventures star Aaron Goodwin cries as ex-wife sentenced in plot to kill him. She was plotting to whack his ass.
Yeah, they caught her. Straight up.
Victoria Goodwin, the ex-wife of Ghost Adventure star Aaron Goodwin, is headed to prison for helping orchestrate a murder for hire kill plot on him. Goodwin's lawyers confirmed that she had been sentenced to 36 to 90 months in prison following a guilty plea in April. Ooh, yeah, she was going the wrong way fast, too. Look at the face there. At the sentencing hearing, cameras for Court TV captured the clearly distraught Goodwin awaiting her sentence. Listening on as lawyers for her husband recounted the plot in which she is accused of hiring a hitman to kill him rather than ask for a divorce. Firstly, and most importantly, I'd like to apologize to Aaron for trying to kill him. Goodwin said through a shaky voice, reading a statement during the hearing, I'm so immensely sorry for the pain and anxiety I have caused you. You tried to kill me, you horrible bitch. The betrayal you undoubtedly and rightfully feel by my actions. I'm sorry I broke us, and I am consumed with regret every day except for that part where I tried to kill you.
I don't believe a word that cunt has to
That's why I'm injecting little snippets.
Okay.
Vowing to bow out of his life forever and adding she was ashamed and disappointed with herself that she failed to kill him. Basically is what that boils down to.
Well, my thing is this. All right, so 90 months. Mm-hmm. That's what...
You're the math guy. You math it.
That's like seven years, 8 years, and some change.
Thereabouts, yeah.
That's if she gets... She'll never get the max.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll probably do 4 years, five tops, be on parole for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And be done by, 60 months or 72, which is 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And... if a dude had did this, he would do 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah. If not longer, with additional fun charges that were made up by the judge.
But here's the thing, though, is that dude from Ghost Adventures is going to be scarred for the rest of his life over this.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was sarcasm.
No, no. Just like, I technically am scarred over the fact that my ex-wife murdered my dog. And I don't.
But that's something to be scarred over. Dude, you kill one of my pets, I am fucking coming for you.
Yes. Well, I get it. But, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
That's a thing for me. That's a button that you don't push. Mm-hmm. If you kill one of my pets, I am going to come for you. It is only a matter of time.
I believe he's only married to her for like a year and a half, 2 years.
And she wanted to kill him already?
Yeah.
Maybe he was that big of a psycho? Goodwin's lawyers arguing that she had never been in any previous legal trouble and by November abandoned the plot to kill, urged for a shorter sentence. Aaron Goodwin then delivered a statement speaking through tears about his fear. This has led me to fear for my life, he said, of discovering that his wife had put a hit out on him. I can't trust anything anymore. I cry every day. I feel so alone. You don't have to be that big of a pussy, though. She turned me into a person I never was. I get it, but seriously, dude. The vaginal silicate is piling pretty deep there.
You're talking about the vaginal pumice?
Yeah.
All right. Now, first of all, I get it. Maybe you need to go into isolation and cry one out. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Well, don't ever tell the world you're doing that.
I cry every day.
Yeah.
Unless you have a child who's been buried in the ground.
That's different. That is a whole different critter.
Yeah. Men don't ever admit to that unless she gets to that level.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I'm sentimental. I'll get misty-eyed over a happy memory. That's a different critter entirely.
Correct.
Because I'm Irish and we're prone to break out into song. So it's just one of those things.
I know. But yeah. I'm just telling you, as a man, crying in front of anyone, barring... Yeah. The death of a dog, the death of a family member or close friend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Probably not a good look. No. That's and fair. On those rare occasions, where I get to that point where I'm that upset, I isolate, handle it, move on.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
I don't care. Well, the thing is, men die younger because they bottle up all that emotion and they push it down. I'm totally cool with that, and I don't care.
Did you see the black former representative who lost his seat, who said that black men become obese and get heart disease because they are subjected to people saying the N-word all the time?
I don't believe that at all.
That was a thing today, though. He was on a news program, and he said that black men get fat and get obese and get heart disease because they're subjected to people saying the N-word to them all the time.
Maybe amongst their own type. But
it's in every rap song. I mean,
yes.
It which is. I don't really get.
Is the Western world is rapidly just getting fat.
Mm.
I'm sure you've heard Eat Like a King. You can literally go to any corner in a major city or near a major city.
Yeah.
And there's a McDonald's, there's a Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Hardee's, the list goes on and on.
Uh-huh.
You walk in the door for almost nothing, you can eat like a king three times a day. That is not healthy.
Yeah.
It's not healthy at all. In fact, kings usually always had some form of diabetes and all kinds of other, you know, health issues like gout and what have you that killed them.
Okay.
And now if you're African American, you have a genetic makeup that is designed for Africa. Whereas there really isn't that level of eating done at least three times a day. So they're genetically in a position that it's going to make even worse. In my
traditionally
opinion.
And statistically, they also have a chronic habit of poor choices in types of food, which is to say there's a lot of Cheetos and grape soda involved, which is not healthy.
Soda does.
Yeah.
Like the soda does. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one.
Cheetos and soda. Soda does.
Soda does. There you go.
It's but like sensitive. But it kills you after a while. Soda does. Yeah.
It's true, though. It's true, though. Look, it is 2025, and I want this to be an ethnically diverse and comfortable show, which is inclusive. So we're going to allow the question to be asked.
Okay.
Apparently some guys aren't willing to date trans girls, but I just don't understand why. Can you even give me one good reason why someone wouldn't like trans girls?
Yes. You have a wiener.
Yeah, or you had one and now it's just a horrible open festering wound with ingrown pubic hairs in your inverted windsock.
It's a wiener wound.
Wiener wound. That's horrible. Yeah, the ingrown pubic hairs inside the gash is a real thing, by the way. That is one of the things they suffer from the most, and it often smells worse than their rectum. This is documented medical thing. Sorry, it's disgusting, but it's
what
very
is that little the little hairs on the corn on the cob, what is that called?
I don't know. The silk. That's corn silk.
Corn silk. So yeah. they have wiener silk.
Yeah. They do have but it smells like it smells worse than ass.
It's an open,
that all possible.
Rotting wound. It's like gangrene, man.
It is literally an open rotting wound. It's terrible.
I remember Blake and I, when I filmed that video about, what's his name, Bruce Jenner. I did not tell, Blake ahead of time. I just show up and I have this like thing of brats and a spoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that episode is horrific.
Yeah. Oh. He's literally like,
oh, my God, that episode is horrific.
He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I start writing shit on the board. And he's like, oh, this is going to be just fucking awesome.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, what was I thinking? It had to be done. It just had to be done. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
I understand. And I know you're not sorry. I am going to force the issue now, though, and introduce a new segment. It will be sporadic because these aren't that easy to find, but I found several of them in a row. And I like to call this new segment, We Broke 'Em.
Ah. Here we go.
Don't let me hear you say Nobel Peace Prize. Not again. I don't want to hear it. You need to go on the top of fuck.
What the
we
hell?
Broke her. We broke her.
I mean, what is she talking about? The Nobel Peace Prize? What?
Nobody knows. That's the thing. We fucking broke her. She's broken, man. That's just broken.
All right, maybe hang on a minute. I know that there's been some rumor mill out there about Trump getting put up for the Nobel Peace Prize for stopping.
I think that was put out there to cause this.
Listen, if honest Trump can actually stop the war in the Middle East and stop the Ukraine-Russia thing, he deserves it more than Obama did for just getting elected.
Yeah, Obama literally got a Nobel Peace Prize for being elected. A lot of people don't remember that.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a fact. In 2008, he was given the Nobel Peace Prize just for being elected. Let's continue on with We Broke Her, because these just get better.
That girl looks familiar.
She may look familiar.
Fuck every single one of you. Who cares more about your stupid fucking gun than the lives of kids? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You are so dumb. Your Second Amendment is not unlimited. You are just the most horrible humans on the planet. That you care more about your fucking guns than kids.
I'm doing the guilt dance.
I hope karma is horrible to you, all of you.
You do the karma dance?
Dance, baby. Yeah. That's exactly. These bitches do this all the time.
All the time.
The blame and the shame and the guilt. Those are like the three leashes they've been using for thousands of years to control men. We need to stop falling for this bullshit. And guess what?
Yeah.
Yes. The Second Amendment exists for a reason. And that reason is simply this. Every single government that has ever existed, if it is around long enough, it goes off the fucking rails every fucking time.
Every single time. It goes off the rails every single time.
If you look back, all of the countries that have been disarmed, shortly thereafter, real bad shit happens, i.e. the government starts to do stuff that you might want to shoot at them over.
Yes.
And it's even happening in Australia right now. Oh, and
it's happening in Ireland.
And it's happening in England. Yeah. They are being invaded, and the people who live there ahead of time can do nothing.
Get this. It's happening in Japan.
Yes.
It's happening in Japan right now, too. I found in my quest for broken ones, I found a larval form as well. This is an early stage, and you can tell that it's going right at that wall.
I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but the anger I get from making eye contact with a man is like so ridiculous sometimes. Look at the hives I just got, literally just from making eye contact with a man. I literally feel so disgusted. I feel like
oh my god.
She seems nice.
All right, so let's just, is she gay?
I don't know. I don't know what she is. She's clearly in need of some serious medical treatment of some kind.
Yeah, we don't have any of that any of the variables.
We do not have any of the variables, but often in a case like this, This can be treated with vitamin D injections, which will calm them down. But well, the problem is you cannot find somebody willing to perform the correct medical procedures because she is so far over the edge.
Well, hang on. Okay.
She needs to be laid, Pop, but nobody's going to touch that. This is mattress girl with attitude.
Well, she's never going to get the vitamin D if she's getting right. hives every time a man or she looks at a man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Again, you can be brainwashed so far that you actually do get physical reactions to some of the stimuli you're being brainwashed with.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that is 110% correct. We have our final stage broke. We have a final stage broken one here, and then we'll move
God.
On. Yeah.
Are you happy now? He did it. He dropped those bombs. I hope you are listening, you mega maggots. I cannot stand him.
Mega maggots.
Woohoo! She's fun.
Let's just get this straight here.
Yeah.
All right. In regards to Iran and their nuclear program.
Things that they do. Yeah.
They have been, one, funding at least half a dozen militias around the Middle East. Funding and arming these militias at the same time.
Okay.
Hamas, most of their rockets and funding came from Iran. And then you hear death to America, death to Israel.
Yeah.
And they want to have a nuclear program, whereas they want to have nuclear reactors and have power. All kinds of countries have nuclear reactors, but they're not fucking enriching uranium to the point where you can use it in a nuclear warhead.
Oh, yes, they are.
Stand by.
Okay.
And why is Iran actually, I don't know, hiding this stuff in a fucking mountain?
Okay, so how many nuclear weapons does Israel have?
Probably about 130.
Okay, so why can they have all of those nukes and nobody else can?
Well, technically they shouldn't.
Right. Yes. Do you know where they got them from?
I have no idea.
Fred and Ethel Rosenberg in 1951, I think it was. They were executed on Juneteenth, ironically.
Yes.
Which I think is hysterical. Stole all of that information and gave it to Israel so that Israel could have nuclear weapons.
I believe, weren't they, didn't they
look up the Rosenbergs?
The Rosenbergs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Hang on. I'll find them.
Are you going to look it up for us?
Are we gonna have
a history lesson?
Yep.
Okay. If you're new to the show, this is Battle Dwarf and he is the history nugget. So this is his thing.
This is really my thing. All that's interesting. Let's share this tab instead. Why Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed for the espionage at the height of the Red Scare. Was the trial and execution of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg justified, or was it the product of a nation's collective paranoia? They stole atomic secrets. After being arrested for passing atomic secrets to the Soviets in 1950, who at the time were Bolsheviks.
Drink.
The young New York couple with communist affiliations was soon swept into a sensational trial that enthralled and frightened millions of Americans who were already terrified of both the bombs and the communists. They admitted to stealing nuclear secrets. This isn't some kind of conspiracy.
Yeah.
As Senator Joe McCarthy was leading the Red Scare on Capitol Hill in hopes of outing suspected communists inside the U.S. government, of which there were hundreds, if not thousands, the nation confronted the idea that a nice young married couple like the Rosenbergs were not only Reds, but they might have been given the Soviet Union the secrets of nuclear weapons. Okay, look, they admitted to it. They were convicted of it, and they were executed on Juneteenth.
Now, let's just correct
in 1953 here.
Red Scare. I believe it's called Red Accuracy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Joe McCarthy was wrong on one major point. It was way worse than he thought it was. Yes. Now, this is a whole different show. It's not suitable for tonight because tonight we're just trying to chill out and watch some funny shit.
Uh-huh.
But I'll do a Rosenberg's episode. Do a Rosenberg episode because the shit's funny. Now, before we get too intense with that kind of shit, I am going to need to switch us back to something a little more amusing. Here we go with Truck Girl. Truck Tank. Tank Girl. Remember Tank Girl?
Yeah.
This is Truck Tank.
Like, what do you think is going to happen?
I don't know why they think they can do this.
No! She can't possibly be a...
Let my people go!
Let my people go! Let them go! Let them go! Let them go! Let them go!
Hey, get off the truck! Get off the truck!
Let my people go! Hey, let my people go!
Get off the truck! We're going to have to start.
The guy in the yellow shirt whose film is this is going, this is going to be comedy gold. I'm getting meme gold out of this one.
Yeah. Listen,
do we continue?
Yeah. Continue. You're not stopping the truck.
Don't touch me!
Don't touch me!
Yeah.
All right.
That's a 550 Duramax, dude. That thing could just run them over and it wouldn't even notice that it had run anything over.
Well, I think that thing has got like 450 horsepower.
Yeah.
Which is, I believe, some of the tanks that we had in...
that's correct.
World War II, up until the beginning of Korea, had about 400 to 500 horsepower, and they were diesel, too. You're not stopping that truck. No. All right, now here's the thing. All right. At some point, we are going to have to drop the hammer on these people.
Yes.
Because this is getting stupid.
It is. It's ridiculous now.
But here's the thing. They put their hands on the truck. They try to stop you. You come out with bear spray. You spray everyone down. You handcuff them. They go into the van or awaiting cop cars and get booked.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You're going to have to start dropping the hammer on these people. I'm getting sick of it.
We could do it 1940s style and have like scab buster lines and have guys just wade in there with rubber truncheons.
Yes, or, you know, axe handles.
I'm okay with these techniques. At this point in time, these people have caused so much damage and so much financial damage that I am not against a couple of dented domes.
No.
At this point in time. They have more than earned it.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to hit them in the head. You just swing for the legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it. It sucks.
Tough luck. It's tough luck.
But this is the psychos that we're dealing with. This is some bullshit.
Speaking of some bullshit, why don't you give the speech?
All right. So if you guys are paying attention, you see the two banners at the bottom. And before we got hacked and ran into the ground, we were getting demonetized at record levels by YouTube. Roughly, we are making anywhere from 8 to 15% of what we were doing at our heyday, roughly between 2013, 2016. Now, after we got hacked and we got everything back, they're even sending out notifications even less than they were prior to our hacking. So we are financially getting crushed. Any little bit you can send in to keep this machine rolling forward goes a long way. We're up to 562 lives saved from suicide using logic, reason, and comedy, and we would like to continue those numbers, but this shit ain't cheap, and we got bills to pay, and it's just that simple. So any little bit you send in goes a long way. Thank you in advance. All right, let's continue.
So also, comma, we got to get the guy on. I don't have his name or his business here, but there's a guy out there who sets up mobile offices, and they're trailers. But They put them up on big job sites, and there'd be 4, 5, 6 of these things, and it's all the offices for all of the companies that are doing the actual construction. I've worked with this before. They're pretty cool trailers, by the way. This guy is looking for workers. So he asked me if I could put word out and see if anybody out there in the regiment who might be looking for work or some part-time work or some extra gig work, that kind of shit, in the Midwest, generally, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, those areas. He's in a lot of those areas. I'll get it together and I'll get word out, but he's paying pretty good. It starts at $24 an hour
to do this shit.
So. And it's all over the Midwest. So this could be, you could be pretty much anywhere or willing to travel or what have you. And it's basic, from what he said, it's just basic background check, pee in a cup. You should be good to go.
And we should see if we can get him on the show.
I think we will. I think we'll do that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of guys out there need a job.
Or maybe somebody needs a little extra gig work. You know, you want to pay off the truck or what the fuck ever.
I gotcha. You know?
But we will put that out there and share that info, Mayshawn. Where did the thing go with the thing?
The thing and the thing?
The thing with the thing. I'm going to pop a couple of these. I didn't because we had so many tabs open tonight.
You think?
Oh my God.
What?
Just had a lot of tabs open tonight. No. That didn't require a response. You said you think, and I said, oh my God, in response to.
You want to start some of the videos now?
So
I'll
that's what I'm doing. That is in fact exactly what I'm doing. You want to throw up the first one?
Yeah, hang on.
Because I got everything queued up.
Stand by. This one is hilarious. Yeah, okay. So, first of all, you know it's a good party when you see this.
Hold up. Let me stop sharing that screen. No, you share yours.
All right. Stand by. You see it?
Okay. What the fuck happened?
The guy ran by on fire.
Oh, you know the guy ran by.
You didn't see that?
I did not.
All right. Well, let's start it over. Hang on.
Yoda!
Oh, fuck. And everybody went after him with phones.
I know.
Welcome to 2025.
The guy just ran by on fire.
Literally on fire. Oh my God. Okay. Let's see here. That's muted. The thing is, these Facebook videos don't have the control over the freaking thing with the thing.
In the beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Which one? And I don't have Facebook. I haven't had Facebook in I don't know how long.
Are you doing the video They Start Young?
I'm doing I don't even know which one this is, but let's find out.
All right. Oh, no.
Pretty little baby.
Pretty little
baby.
All right, stop it.
The car crash. I get it.
Yeah. He got hammered.
Yeah, he got hammered badly. He got hammered badly. Let's get some dog parkour in while we're at it.
Okay.
Parkour!
Oh my god! That's crazy shit. Our dachshund used to do that, dude. Our dachshund would get fucking hyper aggressive like that and throw herself at you, and it's like, how is a dachshund doing this? Yeah.
Let me throw one up here.
Okay. Hang on.
All right. I'm going to share one. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
They start young.
They do start young. They do say, hey, let's get I know that we have the banners up for a reason.
Want me to take them down?
But No. Just the one. That one there is interfering with all of the...
all of your shit?
All of the things. It's interfering with all of the things.
All right. We already saw that one.
No, we did not see this one.
Not this one.
Right here.
Oh shit!
Why did he? What? How do you restart a video on?
You got to go to the right and then go back to the left. Click there and then quickly go back.
This nigga stupid.
Oh shit!
Damn.
Oh my god!
What?
That is, what that'll makes kill you think
that's a freaking yes?
That blew his nuts off at a minimum.
What holy makes you shit think that's a good idea?
That was a good idea, Fairy. And yeah.
Jesus God. It's no. Okay.
Wait,
No. Oh, this is Everest. That's a guy.
That's a dead dude, yeah.
That's a dead dude, yeah.
Uh-huh. And there actually is a detail that goes and retrieves anywhere from 1 to 12 bodies a year. Apparently there's hundreds, if not thousands, of dead bodies.
There are a couple of bodies up there that people use as markers so they know how far they've come.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Which is insane.
You think?
I wonder where Button Push and Monkey is. He's usually here by now.
Well, he might be doing
his thing. I hope he's okay.
He'll be okay.
He'll be fine. Nobody's going to die.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Okay. Hang on. I'm about to throw one up here. Let's see. What's this one here? All of these you've given me. So I don't even know what they are.
Hang on a minute. This is how you get divorced. Well, is that like cinnamon or cocoa?
Oh my god. She's mad. She's really, really mad. That's not gonna end well for him, like, at all.
I love it.
That's bad. He is not going to make it.
That's not going to work out for you, brother.
That guy's not going to make it. Yeah. Yeah. I got a couple more here. If they'll load. Some more? No. I got some more. Hang on. They have to queue. is the thing. So this one starts out bad, like right from the word go.
Oh no. This is Barrett's humor.
I told you about the time there was this guy in the fucking gang showers at the barracks in 2ID. He's in the gang shower taking a bath, taking a shower alone, like in the middle of the day. And a bunch of us walked in there, and one of them threw warm yogurt on his back and just walked away, like pulling his pants up. The guy completely lost his mind.
That's good. That's just nasty.
That's just
barracks is bad, Jimmy. Barracks is bad. We are some of the most horrible people alive when you've got the...
All right, I'm going to play one next here.
All right.
Check this out. This is firework fun.
Hey, hold up. Hey, I had to remove mine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hang on. I got to stop sharing. And then I have to reshare. Stand by.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. All right. Can you see it?
Except for when it's on StreamYards, then it's a pain in the dick.
And then when it's on OnlyFans, it gets expensive. Oh, that did not end well.
That's how you wreck your car.
Oh man. That's a no.
Yeah.
That's a no.
That's how you get smashed up, man.
Oh my God. This could go wrong.
Oh yes. Yes.
Hang on.
Do it. I love it.
That face, you're dying, dude. That's a divorce.